Usual Wednesday conversation with Dr. Sundari Mase, Sonoma County's public health officer. Good morning, Dr. Mase.
Good morning, Pat.
I guess none of these conversations is usual. Let me ask you this, Dr. Mase. When you took this job, would you have anticipated that we would be where we are today with the pandemic on September the 16th?
You know, it was hard to tell what was going to happen, but given the fact that it was already very close to being determined a pandemic, I think it was anybody's guess, but I definitely felt that we'd be in this for the long run.
And now that you have this much experience in the pandemic, are we still thinking long run? Are you thinking, well into 2021?
You know, I really think it depends on how successful we are with getting that vaccine.
Yeah.
Because once we get a vaccine, and again, this is a message really for everybody in the community, we got to get everybody vaccinated. That's the way we're going to end this thing, at least for the short term. We'll have to see whether it's going to require repeat vaccination over the years like influenza. But
yeah,
that's really going to determine how long we're in this, I think.
All right. So vaccine. And you have better insider information than we do. When do you think we will have a vaccine?
Actually, I don't have any better insider information.
I think that what
people are hearing is that we're working very hard, NIH and other researchers, the three companies, as you know, that are involved, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca. I know the AstraZeneca vaccine trial was put on hold due to an adverse event last week. And, you know, so really, we won't be seeing a vaccine until, in my estimation, it will probably be the beginning of next year, if you know, really optimistically,
if everything goes well. And I know that you've spent a lot of time, and so has the public health department this week, on explaining a different kind of system that complies with the state system when it comes to recording the number of tests we have, our positivity rate, et cetera. And based on what you've seen so far, how does this coordination bring us better, more accurate results?
Well, we have completely aligned with our methodology for how we calculate things. So in other words, you know, obviously to get the same test positivity rate, you have to be using the same data set, the same methods. You know, all of that has to be similar between the state and the county. And we're now successful in doing that calculation the exact same way, which is why our test positivity rate is now somewhere around that 5 to 6% that the state is reporting. And our new cases per 100,000 per day is now at about, I think, 11.2 is what we have on our dashboard.
Which it has to be under 10, correct, for the state's purposes?
Well, no, under 7.
Under 7.
That red category.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how close are we to making that mark and being able to open some more businesses and actually have lunch inside?
Well, you know, this last week, as people have been following, and I know many are, we've had a decreased number of cases, which is actually a good thing. I don't know if it's a trend. I don't know if we're still reflecting, you know, what happened with evacuations on Labor Day yet. But certainly we've had a decreased number of cases this last week.
Yeah, and that's been true for most of the Bay Area. In fact, the Bay Area as a whole, down about 60% in terms of new cases. That's got to be good news. But then again, a lot of people didn't want to venture out over the course of the last week or two because of the smoke and the pandemic.
Well, that might have actually helped.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if we can just keep that going, because all of us are itching to get outside and as the skies begin to clear for us. And so will it be another week or so, Dr. Mase, before you can take a look at the numbers and say, all right, all that gathering over Labor Day weekend had an impact on us?
Yeah, I would say within the next week or two, if there was going to be an impact of the gathering, that we'd see that. But I think we also got the message out that we didn't want people to gather in large groups. And hey, hopefully that message actually got through.
Well, I don't. Then you didn't see a lot of the pictures that I saw over Labor Day weekend out at the beach and out at the river, because a lot of people got together. One of the running themes through the difficult nature of this pandemic, Dr. Mace, is that people with loved ones in the hospital for any myriad of reasons are suffering because they can't be with their loved ones. Where do we have to get before people will be able to do hospital visitations again?
You know, the state has really no clear guidance on that, but I think we definitely need to get out of the purple tier before we can consider that.
Okay, so if we do drop down even into that red tier, it might be a consideration for you?
I think we could do, we can revisit it and certainly see if there's some safe way that we can do this on one-on-one, kind of a basis.
Yeah.
We'll definitely continue that discussion, yeah.
I think that would be a comfort to a lot of families, that's for sure. And you talked about the influenza, Dr. Mace, and now I think we mentioned this first at the end of last week, that the county is going to be offering drive-through flu shots. Why is that important, more important than ever this year?
Well, I think, we have two really severe illnesses, and for one, we have a vaccine. And we should all take advantage of the fact that at least we can protect ourselves against one of them. So we've already started the process of, trying to get that word out there. I know all of our healthcare partners are going to be involved in ensuring that every person who agrees to get a vaccine gets a vaccine this year. And I highly advise everybody to do so this year, so that if you do get sick, at least we can have a good idea that it's not influenza.
And how much confusion do you expect there to be among us citizens about whether these symptoms upcoming can be attributed to the flu or to COVID-19?
Well, that's another, consideration. So if you get the influenza vaccine, then it narrows down the possibilities of what you might have. And it might help your healthcare provider determine what to do as well. And, getting both together certainly will be worse than having one. So again, highly recommend everybody to get their vaccination from whatever place they can get it.
Yeah, and that will be more widely available this year, it sounds like. One more question for you, Dr. Mace, and that is the antigen tests that have the much more rapid results. Is Sonoma County close to getting those?
Well, the antigen tests not as good as the other PCR-based tests. So they need to be used in certain populations. And certainly we've been talking with our places that are doing screening, surveillance, that kind of thing, to see whether they would be good candidates for getting the antigen test on board. If it's negative and there's a high likelihood that the person might have COVID, then that second test has to be done, a better test to make sure, because false negatives are a real problem with the antigen test.
Okay, well, we certainly don't want those false negatives or false positives. Okay, just one more question for you, Dr. Mace, and that is, are we making headway in terms of the pandemic's effect on the Hispanic and minority communities?
Definitely. I think you can see that our percentage of cases occurring in that group has decreased over the past several months. It was a high, like something like 74% of our cases were occurring in that group, and now we're down in the 50% range for the percentage of cases happening in that group.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're getting the word out. We're working with the Latinx work groups and task force and messaging and doing pop-up testing, and I think making some headway there.
Very good. Making headway is what we love to hear from you, Dr. Mace. And work on that insider information of yours, though, would you? We'd appreciate that.
Sure, I'll work on that. Thanks, Pat.
All right, Dr. Mace. That is Dr. Sundari Mace, public health officer for Sonoma County.